Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. A lot going on today. Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass. Tom, we're knocking at the door this week of 100 degrees, a little early, about a month earlier than kind of the normal, I guess, when we hit 100.
Our old friend, 100 degrees that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, the old friend is back. And all the things going on Wall Street, at one point the Dow was up nearly knocking at the door of 3,000 points up. But the rally has faded a little bit. I think the Dow is up about 2,300 points. But boy, we'll take it. It is what it is, isn't it? On Wednesday, April the 9th, 2025, we're in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We're part of the Bustos Media Center here in central Tucson. Five radio stations now under one roof. This one's 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted news and talk. We have all of our podcasts easily archived for you at buckmastershow.com. For our telephone interviews, the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's get the ball rolling with our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, the founding executive director of the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, where she is a professor of medicine and public health. She is internationally recognized as a leader in that area of integrative health. Dr. Mazes is committed to helping individuals lead healthier lives and in pioneering change efforts that solve the American healthcare system challenges, and there are plenty of those. Together with her team at the center, she created and implemented educational programs that have trained thousands of physicians, nurses, and other health professionals and impacted the care of millions of people. A highly sought after speaker, she's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Integrative Women's Health, and author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. She co-hosts with Dr. Andrew Weil the popular podcast Body of Wonder. She was named one of the world's 25 intelligent optimists by Ode Magazine. You can find her on her website, integrativemedicine@arizona.edu. Follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mazes. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
Always a pleasure to welcome you to the program. Nobody wants to get shingles. Thank goodness I've never had it. I've taken the latest shots, and it is a series. It's a two-shot deal. You do one, and then you come back a little bit later, and some people have a reaction. I know I did, but it's worth it not to get shingles. Now there is another reason, a pretty good reason, to get vaccinated, isn't there?
Yes, so this is so fascinating. I also had the newer vaccine called Shingrix when it came out. It's more effective than the older one. It does require, as you said, two shots separated by several months. But the fascinating thing that has been determined in some ways by a natural experiment is that when you get the shingles vaccine, you not only reduce the likelihood that you're going to get shingles, but you also reduce the likelihood that you are going to develop dementia. And this is true for men and truer yet for women.
How are we finding out about this? What's the backstory?
So there has been some evidence of this for a while since the earlier shot was available, but there was a new study that just published that focused on the country of Wales. And what they did there is they had an interesting policy which said that beginning on September 1st of 2013, so we're talking 12 years ago, anyone who was 79 years old could get a free shingles vaccine, but anyone who was 80 or older could not get it, with the idea being that vaccines are a bit less effective as we get older. And it created this natural experiment where there were essentially two very similar groups. I mean, they could really have been one day apart. One was eligible and the other wasn't. And they looked at the health records of almost 300,000 adults who were between the ages of 71 and 88. And what they found was that the people who were eligible and got that shingles vaccine were 20% less likely to be diagnosed with dementia over the following 7 years than the people who weren't eligible for the shot. That is very significant finding and really fascinating.
Were women more affected than men, according to the research?
Yes. So it does appear that the effect is stronger in women. And we don't know 100% why that is. But what they found was that women, the risk of developing dementia was reduced by about 22% and men by about 13%. So that is interesting. Again, there was also a study that compared, well, is this true for any vaccine? So they compared the Shingrix vaccine to people who got vaccines against the flu, the influenza vaccine, or the tetanus, diphtheria, or pertussis, which is another vaccine you might get. And again, the Shingrix lowered the risk of dementia, but not those other vaccinations. Nobody wants dementia. So this is a very, very promising public health intervention.
Dr. Mazes, do we have any idea, is there any clarity about how shingles vaccines might indeed protect against dementia?
So we don't know for sure. We have theories. One theory is that if you develop shingles, there's inflammation associated with it. And so by protecting you against shingles, you are reducing inflammation in the nervous system. And many people do think that dementia in part is due to inflammation in the brain. So it could be kind of a direct effect. You don't get shingles, therefore you don't get that inflammatory response in the brain, therefore you have less risk of dementia. But another theory is actually it's not the vaccine, but it's something called the adjuvants in the vaccine. And the adjuvants are these constituents that are added to the shot that make your immune system react in a more significant way. So it makes the vaccine more potent. It stimulates your immune system so it reacts in a more significant way so that it boosts the effect so that you're very much protected against, in this case, shingles.
And shingles, from what I understand, is awful. I don't want it. No one should get it. But there is a connection to chicken pox. I think it's worth pointing out a little bit about that, Dr. Mazes.
Yes. So you and I are old enough that we both, almost certainly, I know I did. Had chicken pox when we were kids.
I did.
And almost everybody gets it. It's very contagious. Now we have a vaccine against it that we give to children. But once you've had chicken pox, that virus continues to live in a dormant state in your nerve endings, and then something can stimulate it to reawaken. And when it affects you the second time, it is as shingles as opposed to as chickenpox. And just to remind people, shingles is this painful rash. Sometimes people call it, the itch that rashes, because sometimes you feel itchy. And in a very funny pattern, we call it a dermatomal pattern. It follows the pattern of a nerve ending. So it could be kind of around one side of your ribs or in a diagonal line down one side of your face or your leg, following the pattern of that nerve. And it starts off as these little blisters, and then it can become very painful and actually can persist with pain for a long time. We call that post-herpetic neuralgia, fancy name, but it essentially is this continued painful condition after the shingles itself has resolved. You still have pain. So nobody does want shingles because it can be unpleasant in its early stage, but really unpleasant if you develop the post-herpetic neuralgia. And now that we know that by getting the vaccine, you can reduce the risk of dementia, that is an even more promising reason to be vaccinated.
Those two shots for shingles, how long do they hold up? Do you have to have a booster or something?
Yeah, at this time, the answer is no. We don't recommend a booster. And, you know, it's very interesting because one of the questions that this research has provoked is, should we be giving the Shingrix at an earlier age?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that some of the inflammation that's happening that predisposes us to dementia begins potentially in our 40s and 50s. So I think we'll have to have studies now saying, is it wise to begin the Shingrix actually at a somewhat younger age than we currently recommend it in order to have that secondary effect, which would be preventing the dementia outcome as opposed to the shingles outcome.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Dr. Mazes sticks around for segment number two. But right now we want to again say welcome to a new sponsor to the Buckmaster Show. Pima Council on Aging has joined our, I think, rather prestigious lineup of Buckmaster Show partners. By the way, you can see the whole list with links to each of them at buckmastershow.com. Support comes from Pima Council on Aging. The decisions made today shape the future for older adults. Stay informed on legislative changes that impact aging and take action when it matters most. Sign up for timely updates and make a difference at advocate.pcoa.org. Back with more midweek edition of The Buckmaster Show.
The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax through June 2026. The funding has led to a $1.6 billion investment in regional transportation improvements over the past two decades to improve your quality of life. The RTA is working on a final draft of a new regional transportation plan for future voter consideration. The $2.46 billion draft plan includes roadway, transit, safety, bicycle, pedestrian, environmental, and other needed improvements. Learn more at rtanext.com. Vero Amore, where every certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore is located in the lovely Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell. Also, check out the full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamorepizza.com. For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
This is your captain speaking. Thank you for flying with Tucson International Airport, where you can avoid the hassles, long lines, and the expensive parking of the Phoenix Airport. Skip the traffic, breeze through security, and park with ease, all while supporting your community. Every flight from TUS brings more destinations and better connections right here to Tucson. So next time you're planning a getaway, remember, fly easy, fly local, fly TUS. This is your captain signing off. We're cleared for takeoff.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things, located at 3384 East River Road, and part of the Green Things, well, part of the footprint on their 13-acre site is Zocalo Village, all that beautiful, one-of-a-kind, in many cases, handcrafted Mexican art and furniture, and it's up to 50% off on selected items because they're having what you might call a tear-down sale. Let's see, three of the restored historic buildings on the property must be vacated and torn down to meet federal floodplain restrictions. So why not heavily discount it and let the consumer take home some great buys? GreenThingsAZ.com and ZocaloVillage.com for all of your gardening needs and some beautiful items, including an incredible selection of pottery. When we do our live line, which we are doing right now, that is presented by our friends Sean and the gang over at Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We are delighted that Dr. Victoria Mazes, the founding executive director of the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, joins us. Try to get her on once a month. She's a professor of medicine and public health as well. Dr. Mazes, in many countries in Europe, I'm specifically thinking for sure in Spain, the big meal of the day is the middle meal around lunch. And then dinner is typically light, maybe soup of some kind, a slice of bread with some cheese and salad. And those of us who've traveled to Europe certainly have experienced this. And I'm wondering, how does that translate to the American eating habits?
Yes. So in the United States, it's really common for dinner to be our largest meal of the day. And it turns out that that may be a problem for us. As a society, we struggle with things like high rates of obesity, of diabetes, high blood pressure. And it may be that the timing of our meals is some of the underlying reason for that. In fact, there's a very famous saying, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. And that may be good health advice.
Yeah. So it is difficult, though. You know, folks are working, and it's kind of hard to make that your main meal. Any advice on that, Dr. Mazes?
Well, I agree. I don't think it's straightforward.
No.
In terms of how our society is organized. And at the same time, people do find ways to do this, whether it's bringing your own lunch with you to work, whether, you know, if you are someone who works really early in the day, you could perhaps have an early dinner where you finish eating early, because there's a number of issues. And this is when we start to think about circadian rhythms or our internal biological clock. And it turns out that when we go to bed at night, our bodies are expecting to rest and to actually do a lot of immune work and resetting and not to be digesting food. And so to not be digesting food, you got to stop eating 3 hours or more before you go to bed. So it depends a little, obviously, on the time you go to bed, the time you eat dinner. But eating earlier in the day, whether it's a bigger lunch or an early dinner, is going to help you go to bed without needing to be digesting your food as you sleep.
Yeah, we need to give our digestive system a break, too. The system needs to to take a rest, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, this circadian clock is very interesting in that our bodies are actually primed in terms of our metabolism to handle larger meals earlier in the day. You know, we actually have this term breakfast, which if you think about it means breaking your fast.
Yes.
Break fast. Mm-hmm. And that's really when your body is primed to release digestive enzymes, to have your pancreas release insulin, which is going to help manage the bump in blood sugar that happens after you eat. And when they research the effect of a meal, whether you eat it in the same exact meal first thing in the morning or later in the evening, your blood sugar spike is higher with that same meal if you eat it later in the day than if you eat it for breakfast.
Well, a lot of us will be traveling here very soon, many folks going on international trips. It can be a bit of an issue, not only with the jet lag, but timing out some of the meals, especially as your body, Dr. Mays, is trying to adapt. What have you found any kind of, I know you travel quite a bit all over the world, and have you found any strategies along those regards?
Yeah, so again, this is a real challenge to your circadian rhythm because suddenly you're catapulting yourself into a very different night and day time. And so you want as quickly as possible to adjust to the new time of day. And people have a variety of strategies, such as don't drink alcohol while you're on the plane. Mm-hmm. When you get to the destination, expose yourself to natural light because it is a light and darkness that help reset that clock. Some people find using some melatonin at bedtime. Normally, the brain's pineal gland would be releasing melatonin as you were preparing to go to bed at night. But if your body still thinks it's early in the day or super late in the day, that timing could be off. So taking some melatonin can be helpful. And really, as much as you can, adjusting yourself to the light and darkness of the place you've traveled to.
I want to talk a little bit here before we let you go about grapefruit. Many people enjoy halved grapefruit or a glass of its tart juice, but kind of a word of caution if you're using grapefruit and then taking your vitamins at the same time.
Yeah, and even more than your vitamins, I'd worry about medications.
Yes.
So grapefruit is really interesting in that it can affect the metabolism of certain medications. It affects an enzyme called the CYP3A4. And when you activate that enzyme by eating a grapefruit or drinking a glass of grapefruit juice, you may not have the appropriate blood level of the medicine that you need to have. Now, for some, this is going to be a real serious problem. Like if you're on an immune suppressant medicine because you have had an organ transplant, like a kidney or a heart or something like that, and you absolutely need your dose of medicine to be just right. Mm. You know, for others, for example, many people take cholesterol-lowering medicines called statins. And some of the statins are also affected by that enzyme, the CYP3A4. And so there you might have a day or two where your cholesterol goes up high instead of being lowered by the medication. That's, you know, acutely probably not going to be as big a deal as the immune suppressant, but obviously, if you're taking a medicine, you want it to be effective. And so if your doctor tells you that you need to avoid grapefruit because it affects a medication you're on, if your pharmacist tells you that, that's really important to follow that advice. And it's not just grapefruits. There's some other similar foods like bitter orange, which can be in marmalade, pomelos, and tangelos. These are crosses between grapefruits and tangerines, and they can also have that effect on medication. On the other hand, a regular orange, lemons, limes, all sorts of other fruits, pears, apples, cherries, bananas, those are all fine. All vegetables are fine. So it's really this unique property of grapefruits and things that are like grapefruit, like the tangelo and the pomelo and the bitter orange.
So rather than just cut, if you love grapefruit, out of your diet completely, just sort of time it, I guess, give it a little time before you would take your medication. I don't know what that little time would be.
Yeah. I think better than that would be to say to your doctor, is there another medicine? So, for example, with the statins, they don't all have that interaction with grapefruit. So if you're someone who has a grapefruit tree in your backyard or you just really love grapefruits, you could say, you know, I want to keep eating grapefruit. Is there a different medicine? Same for blood pressure medicine. There are so many blood pressure medicine choices. So I think that rather than trying to time when you eat your grapefruit, you want to say to your doctor, you know, I really don't want to give up grapefruit. Can you put me on a medicine that's safe with grapefruit? And there's very often another choice.
All right, Dr. Mazes, always a pleasure. We'll look for you on X at Dr. Mazes, also Integrative Medicine at our integrativemedicine.arizona.edu. I think I got that straight, right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Great to talk with you. Have a great
you
rest
too.
Of the day.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen. Certainly a lot to unpack with our friend Rhino, and that's coming up here in a few minutes after we take the mid-show break, and we're going to get a CBS network news break, and I'm curious to see how the market is going. I know it's been way up, and I believe we're within an hour from the close on Wall Street, so we'll find out how that's going here in just a few seconds. It's Buckmaster Midweek Edition. Be right back. Travel Talk.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, one of my favorite segments here on the program, our monthly travel talk with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, President and Chief Operating Officer of really one of the finest travel agencies in the United States, certainly in Arizona. It's called Bon Voyage Travel. They've been around. They didn't get off the bus yesterday, as they say. They've been around since 1976. The BV travel experts are standing by now to create your trip of a lifetime. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley, and Oro Valley, bvtravel.com. The first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Let's bring in our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. Hey, Rhino, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing real well, and there's so much to unpack in this month's edition of Travel Talk. And let's begin with this, and many people are still confused about this Real ID. What can you tell us? What is now the deadline for this?
Yeah, let's go back. As you mentioned, the deadline, what is it now? And there is a lot of confusion around it. The state of Arizona and many states across the country are trying to up their game in regards to security standards for state-issued driver's license and identification cards. So the moving target of the deadline has moved by a couple of years from May 3rd of 2023 is now pushed back to May 7th of 2025, which, by the way, Bill, you know, is right around the corner. Now, why does this matter to local residents? Well, it matters for one very large reason, and that is beginning May 7th of 2025, you will no longer be able to use a non-Real ID compliant driver's license or state ID to board a domestic flight. So if you have any travel plans, May 7th or beyond, and you don't have a passport, now let's make sure we get that straight. If you have a federally issued passport, that trumps everything. So you're good to go. But know that that's going to have to be utilized for your domestic travel if you choose not to get a Real ID authenticated driver's license or state ID card.
And it has that little star on it, right?
Yes, that's right. The upper right-hand corner, there's a specific designation, and here is really the difference maker for you. If you are looking for the star, if you ask yourself, have I done this or did that happen on my renewal? I promise you, you had to take steps to get this done. If there's a $25 charge, you have to go to your local MVD office and present documentation of your proof of identity, proof of your social security number, and proof of state residency. And all of this information can be found on the MVD website, just the government website. But you have to set this up in an appointment. So you will have had to have taken steps to have this Real ID authentication. It's not something that just happens to you. So again, you don't have to do it if you have a passport and you're choosing to use that as your identification marker for all domestic travel now moving forward on May 7th. That's fine. But if you don't plan on that, or maybe you don't even have a passport, it's time to get that Real ID authentication.
So that's 4 weeks from yesterday. And I know exactly that date because the next day I'm off on a very big trip. So the deadline is May 7th. I'll tell you, when it comes to travel and news really go hand in hand, don't they, Ryan Hansen? If there's a big news story, which obviously there has been with the about tariffs, I guarantee you, Ryan Hansen, there is a travel impact.
Yeah, in many industries across the United States, not everything impacts their industry, but I get asked all the time, hey, did that volcano in Iceland impact travel? Hey, did that earthquake in Thailand impact travel? Hey, did that geopolitical uprising? There's a protest in Athens right now.
Yes.
Did that impact travelers?
Oh, yeah.
And you're right. The answer is always yes, because that's what we deal with, right? Global vacation travel. So the tariffs have absolutely been something that we've been watching, and I know you as well, with I'm sure many of your guests here recently, Bill, from the speculation of how it would impact local economy to the actual reality of the stock market and what happened last Thursday and Friday. And good news to report, at least for the first couple of days this week, it has leveled off. I'm not your stock market expert, but I'm here to talk about from a travel standpoint. People have asked the questions, how is this going to impact my travel? Should I expect higher pricing? And the long-term answer is potentially. Until we see what happens with the stock market and with the pause that President Trump has put in place just today, breaking news, right, that may slow some things down. So if you think about the hotel industry, as they build new hotels, as they refurbish current properties, the cost of doing that for materials may be higher for those hoteliers. So that could get passed through to the traveler in the form of a daily rate increase. The cost of your airline ticket, the same potential there as airlines are utilizing materials from all over the world to repair aircraft, to build new aircraft. If the cost of those materials goes up, you could anticipate an increase in your fares. What's really interesting, though, Bill, is just kind of the vibe shift as many industry experts have looked at this. One of the leading indicators for vacation and discretionary vacation travel spend is the stock market. So how that performs and how that sits, depending on your own personal stock portfolio and how you invest, that can have a significant impact on all of your discretionary purchases. Travel is definitely one of them.
Yeah, and I had a quick thought, Rhino, about locking in some, if you are thinking of a big trip, maybe this summer, even later in the summer, early in the fall, it wouldn't hurt to call BV Travel and the gang over there and lock in some prices.
Especially as those things we mentioned could be increasing the cost of your individual components of a trip, now would be the best time to take advantage of that. And we're also seeing just an interesting byproduct, Bill, of what's happened in with the government's decisions. When we talk about vibe shift, it's interesting to look to our neighbors to the north. And we're seeing in travel is the proud Canadians are starting to look at their own purchasing habits and their own travel habits as it relates to, are they going to travel to the United States in the same frequency that they have been? You may not realize this, Bill, but the largest influx of travelers to the United States are Canadians. Mm-hmm. It's not Europeans. It's not those traveling in from Mexico. It's actually Canadians. And we've seen a drop. The airline industry has reported that there's about a 40% drop in the month of February in travelers from Canada to the United States. So their spending habits and travel habits are changing because of what's happening with the politics around the world. So that is good news for some, and here's why it matters to those local Arizonans. We circle back, Bill, as we always do, to those that want to get to Alaska for an Alaska cruise this summer. We do see some additional space and some advantageous pricing for consumers right now because there's Canadians that have decided to not travel on an Alaska cruise, which would be an easy trip for them. And a pretty frequently traveled cruise would be from a Canadian on that 7-night Inside Passage cruise. So if you're thinking about taking an Alaska cruise, now would be a really good time. So there are good offshoots and good, you know, reactions when there's things that happen around the world too for the local traveler.
Yeah, I had not thought about that. So that's going to open up some space on up the Inside Passage to Alaska, and then the price point might be very favorable right now. Give BV Travel a ring right now.
And by the way, if you haven't checked your weather report, I think it might be 98 degrees on Friday. Like, what are we talking about
here? 100,
mid-April?
Yeah.
And it might, yeah, we might break a record for the earliest ice break on the Santa Cruz River, if you recall those fun anecdotal stories about the weather. But yeah, if you want to escape the heat, there's nothing better than that Inside Passage cruise. Seattle round trip air on Alaska Airlines. Seattle round trip cruise is a really exciting entry point to see Alaska. And as I mentioned, there could be space, additional space, depending on the cruise line that you're looking for. And usually when inventory trumps demand, we all know what that means to a consumer. good pricing is then there follows.
Yeah, Ryan Hansen, our travel contributor, will actually be in my chair on May 15th. Rhino will have a special one-hour travel show. And if all goes well, I hope it does, I'll be actually joining in with a call from a long way away. So,
Bill, one of my favorite segments of taking over your seat is the live correspondent who is on location, and we will look forward to having you on the call. And just to tease the listeners, we'll have a little bit of a discussion about Ireland and what can be done on a trip to Ireland, because I am headed to Ireland on May 2nd. So I will be back a few short days prior to taking over Bill's seat for the Buckmaster Show on the 15th of May. And we're going to talk in depth about a vacation lover's dream trip to Ireland. So that will be part of our discussion.
Wow, it's going to be a great show. And of course, Ireland, one of the most popular, I think we talked actually last month about it. It's in the top three of folks in this country wanting to visit over there. And it's a great destination.
Great destination. We'll talk in depth about it a little bit over a month from today.
There you go. And we've still got more on Travel Talk. The second half of our Travel Talk is coming up with Ryan Hansen. Take a break right here, and we will be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority invests over $100 million annually in transportation improvements in the greater Tucson region based on public input. The RTA and its regional partners deliver roadway, transit, safety, pedestrian, bicycle, environmental, and other needed improvements to meet the demands of transportation network users over a 20-year period. Learn more about the economic and quality of life benefits of the RTA's 2006 voter-approved plan and flexible funding at rtamobility.com. Located in the heart of Arizona wine country, about an hour south of Metro Tucson, Flying Leap Estate Vineyards Winery and Distillery Facilities are one of the most beautiful wine venues in the southwestern United States. Come relax and unwind at our spacious property and learn about Arizona grape viticulture and winemaking from our team of trained sommeliers and discover the intricacies of the art of distillation. Learn more at flyingleapvineyards.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun, covering your hometown.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Travel is in my DNA. When I'm ready to start another adventure, my trip begins and ends at our local airport, Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. TUS, where it's made easy to fly. Start planning now for your next air adventure by visiting flytucson.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and if you're looking for a road trip, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, do a little hiking over in a beautiful area of the Southwest. I love that temperature. I'm looking at that right now. 80 degrees by Friday, mid-70s right now over in Silver City. Start your planning by visiting southwestnewmexico.org, and here's the good news. Only about a 3-hour drive. Easy trip. Hit I-10, take a left at Lordsburg, head up up the mountain and you'll be up in about 5,000 to 7,000 foot elevation. Delightful spring environment in Silver City. We're talking travel. It's Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen, our travel contributor. And Ryan Hansen, of course, the head guy, the president and chief operating officer of Bon Voyage Travel, which will be celebrating a big anniversary next year. They started the agency in 1976. So, my goodness, you guys have been around a long time delivering outstanding service, Rhino. So, a lot coming up here. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned the warm temperatures, and if it's under 100, here in Tucson, we do still call it warm. It is a little early for that. And there was a trend last year. A lot of people are taking trips kind of to get away from, and Tucsonans have always done this in the summer, that people were looking for kind of maybe cooler weather destinations, Alaska, Switzerland, Iceland, and even all the way down to the South Pole if possible.
Right, and we love talking about those destinations, and they're still amazing. I was just in Iceland a year ago last summer, and there's nothing wrong with that. And in what was commonly referred to in our industry as a coolcation. but a lot of people are starting, and we're seeing a little bit of an uptick in demand for destinations this spring and this summer to Mexico and the Bahamas, and looking for a little warmer destination. And of course, Italy always tops the charts for the North American traveler when they head to Europe. That's the number one destination. And in the summertime is typically when that happens. It can be on the warm side in July and August, so beware. But the Dominican Republic is gaining steam. But I'll tell you, the destination that is really, and pardon the pun here, Bill, it is hot. That is Japan. Yeah. And you don't have to go to Japan when it's hot. It is a little warm and sticky in the summer. There are cruising options that could take you on a circumnavigation of the country and really dive into what I love is the juxtaposition of Tokyo and Kyoto, where you've got history meeting the new contemporary buildings and skyscrapers of downtown Tokyo. It's really a fun trip to see both sides of history meeting the current and the new. And so Japan, you can see it all year round, but a lot of people are deciding to even go and sweat it out in the summer because the space is difficult to grab on a cruise. People are booking that way far in advance. So we're seeing kind of that uptick in the warmer destinations. I know you love the Caribbean, Bill. Any of these other destinations on your list to go see?
Well, yeah, I do. And I was going to say something about weather-wise. Of course, you have to navigate. There's always going to be the possibility of a hurricane in the Caribbean. But something that people don't understand about the tropics, there is very little difference year-round in temperatures. You know, you might have a couple of degrees, so it's not really going to be that much hotter in the Caribbean in the summer as it would be in the winter.
Yeah, great point there, Bill. Japan, a little bit higher on the latitude side of things, so it's definitely a little more variable when you're looking at maybe a cruise in February versus a July land trip.
All right. One of the trends, folks, families, and are taking other families. Families are joining together in travel, and they're looking for, when they travel, they need obviously some space. And that's where this luxury villa trend is coming up, Ryan Hansen.
Yeah, this is the byproduct of that multi-generational group travel that's been somewhat of a trend for the last 10 years, grandparents and their children and their grandchildren wanting to vacation together and different ways to do that. And we've talked, I think, a lot about it from a cruise standpoint. But if you're looking for more of a land side of things, it's not just your Airbnb option that can keep you together and close. We have seen some luxury villa bookings that have just grown, and Hawaii would be a great option for a luxury villa. You could also look into the Caribbean for this type of an experience. and go to Jamaica or St. Martin, or the Turks and Caicos are on the rise, especially from last year to this year. And we have a great partner of ours called Villas of Distinction. They have properties all over the world that can meet your needs, from a place that sleeps up to 10 to a place that sleeps up to 30. And you could all be under the same roof. You could bring in and hire a private chef potentially to come in and cook all of your meals. You can have a local concierge be there to help plan out all of your day trips, shooting out from the villa, or just stay at the villa together, building those lasting memories that we love about travel, that really it's about the memories that you bring home. And there's nothing better than to travel with family and friends, and staying in one place in a luxury villa. You really can't top that experience.
And these are great destinations. I think Costa Rica is also included in that, in the properties.
Yeah, and that plan that Costa Rica for an American traveler is so easy to get to, and you really do see some spectacular flora and fauna when you get to Costa Rica.
So we better mark our calendars for those who have a bucket list dream of seeing a total eclipse, total solar eclipse, and what could be better than being at sea as you see this?
Yeah, August 12th, 2026 is the next total solar eclipse. And at this point, for those that may not know, but the moon moves between the Earth and the sun and will completely obscure the sun. And this eclipse is going to pass over the Arctic Ocean. The next band will be the Arctic Ocean, Greenland, Iceland, the Atlantic Ocean, and then dipping a little bit into the Med, but it's really the western portion of the Mediterranean, Portugal and northern Spain. So during the totality in that band, you may actually be able to view the sun without proper eye protection, but we always recommend proper eye protection, even during an eclipse. But what I love about how you tease this, Bill, it's not just trying to travel and see an amazing experience that doesn't happen every day. It's to see it at sea, mm-hmm. and to be in the pitch black out on the ocean that really then will enhance the eclipse experience. We have a lot of different cruise partners that have some great itineraries that were purpose-built. The itineraries were hand-curated to try to maximize the total eclipse, and we have a few that are at about 90% eclipse, mm-hmm. and a couple of them that are planning to anchor right in the middle of that totality band that would give you 100% blackout. And we saw the most recent eclipse last year, Bill, was over the United States, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of travelers and people that were migrating to try to get into that total eclipse band. This is becoming a new trend, is following these events around the world that in this case are natural events like an eclipse versus the carnival in Rio de Janeiro, which is another amazing event to go to. But these natural occurrences are driving travelers. So if that's on your list, you better start making your plans now, because space is going quickly.
So if somebody gives BV Travel a ring and says they're interested in that particular venue, you guys can hook them up.
We sure can. We've got in it different price points, different experiences, from a mid-sized ship on Oceania to maybe a larger ship that would be Holland America and Celebrity and Norwegian. So we've got lots of different options that come from lots of different price points, because we know, obviously, the eclipse is going to be one portion of a cruise, especially if it's a 10-night or longer cruise, where you're going to want to make sure that it's the right experience for you. And that's the beauty of working with a travel advisor, Bill, is that we can tailor make and custom select the right experience that meets not only your budgetary either constraints or needs, but also what are you trying to get out of the vacation experience beyond just this solar eclipse. But I'll tell you, that would be one for the ages to see the eclipse from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
It really would be. And I'm going to circle back, as the thing I love about noontime, it is a drive time. People are in and out of the cars. And before I let you go, there is some space opening up, because some Canadian travelers just are not wanting to go up to Alaska. So call BV Travel and check that out, correct?
Yeah, if that's on your list, that's one of the byproducts that we've seen of the recent economic shift of things in the stock market, especially with those Canadians not traveling maybe as much to Alaska. Space is available, which means great pricing. So give us a call. We're ready to book those Alaska cruises now.
All right, Ryan Hansen, all goes well. We will talk to you long distance when you host the program May 15th, a full hour of Ryan Hansen talking travel. Thanks, Ryan. Have a great afternoon.
Bill, you too as well. Thanks for having me on.
All right. On behalf of Ryan and Tom, this is Bill saying have a great afternoon.